Marketing behind popular e-cigarettes has widely touted the products as safer than traditional cigarettes, and now research compiled in a study from Duke University, doctors showed that that is not the case. One of the co-authors of the study is Dr. Margot Marbury, who is assistant professor in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the Duke University School of Medicine, and she joins us now. Doctor, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. So what drew you to this study?
Well, e-cigarettes, there's a lot of misinformation out there right now, especially with all the flavorings, different types, disposables, and with pregnant women maybe switching to e-cigarettes as the supposed safer alternative to cigarettes, this is very concerning and really piqued my interest.
Now, obviously, with pregnant women, that could impact the growth of baby development, placenta development. Were e-cigarettes found to be less harmful than common cigarettes in regards to that?
Well, we did not do the side-by-side comparison studies, as there's many studies that have been done with cigarettes. We specifically focused on the e-cigarettes that contain nicotine and those without nicotine. And we looked, just like you said, at the placenta and the fetus in the middle of pregnancy, and we found significant growth deficits in the babies with nicotine-containing e-cigarettes. So this suggests there's growth deficits that could result in later disease for these babies.
And you used animal models for the study, right?
Correct.
And when did the results surprise you and other researchers?
Yes. So one of our extremely interesting results is that the nicotine-free e-cigarettes actually caused increased early miscarriage. So early baby deaths were due to these nicotine-free e-cigarettes. So those that don't have these nicotine compounds were still extremely toxic to the pregnancy and caused death, which was very surprising to us, especially as we're comparing them to these nicotine devices.
Now, there are some studies that find that 15% of women use e-cigarettes during pregnancy. Do you believe that's accurate?
I think it's a low estimation. These are estimates that we can make just from clinical surveys, and it's very difficult to pinpoint that percentage because many patients don't disclose to their doctors that they're using these e-cigarettes. So I think the number is actually higher. We know that cannabis users during pregnancy are even higher, around 20%. That's also concerning. But we're just not really sure what the actual estimation of e-cigarette use in pregnancy is.
Now, there was a law passed this year that bans popular disposal vapes in North Carolina, but flavored vapes without nicotine are not bound by the same regulations. Could those be just as harmful?
Yes. So really the harm comes from those flavoring additives that are in those e-liquids. And regardless of the manufacturer, they often don't publish on the box what those ingredients are. And so, unfortunately, the FDA hasn't regulated a lot of those ingredients because we just don't know what's in them. So we really need to test through a lot of these ingredients. And it's just a lot of unknowns. So even though disposables may be banned, these other flavored e-cigarette liquids are just as toxic, especially with the high amounts of nicotine in them.
I can recall back in the 90s, back when Joe Camel, when there was cigarette advertising, and Joe Camel was, a lot of people looked at that as being a character that was used to market cigarettes to children. Now, is this something similar in how vaping has been marketed to younger people as well?
Oh, for sure. I mean, in 2015, 2016, when Juul hit its rise, Juul was a very popular e-cigarette, and especially with adolescents due to their marketing campaigns. I think right now, as Juul has really come under fire and been banned in a lot of ways, there's these new candy disposable vapes. And some that are, they're still in North Carolina, you can still go see them at the vape shop. They're still being sold. And these have these fruity, sweet flavors where you can't taste the nicotine. If the nicotine levels are 50 megs per mil, extremely high, with very cheap just a cheap vape that you can buy off the street that has close to 5,000 to 6,000 puffs on a single device. So with one device, a child, adolescent, or just a regular adult could get addicted to nicotine.
Right.
They're very, it's very concerning.
So what should people take away from the study regarding e-cigarettes if a woman is pregnant?
Well, if you're pregnant or seeking to become pregnant, you should definitely avoid these devices and do not assume that they are safer by any means. There's a lot of unknowns, and our studies have shown that they're toxic to both mother and baby. So definitely avoid them. And if you're not pregnant and if you can avoid them anyways, that's also something that we need to share, because there's just a lot of unknowns. And we know in previous years with the e-cigarette and vaping product use associated lung injury that happened in 2019, that there can be thickening agents, additives that are added to these devices that when heated, aerosolized, and inhaled can be extremely toxic to our lungs and to our organ systems. So they should definitely be avoided.
Would you, obviously you said that a lack of regulation has led to more harmful products remaining on store shelves. Is there any type of regulation or extra regulation that you would like to see enforced?
Oh, I would love to see a huge enforcement. You know, I think if we could ban them or ban at least a lot of these flavored devices, these disposable devices from stores altogether, that would be great. I think people would be really protected in their health. I'm not sure if that's possible. And I'm not sure if the public really wants that. So that's a tough question.
Right. It's difficult because it is so widespread in how it's been marketed for the better part of 15 years now as a safer alternative. But as you discovered and told us here today, that's not necessarily the case. Dr. Margot Marbury joining us here today. We appreciate your time, Doctor. And a very interesting study. And you can learn more about it by going to the Duke University School of Medicine's website. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you.